This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning has picked up momentum for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and the single-phase polling in Maharashtra. Leaders of various political parties are conducting intense campaigning in both the states. In Jharkhand, voting for the first phase of assembly polls will be held on the 13th of this month. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh held a public rally at Lohardagga in Ranchi yesterday. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also addressed a poll meeting at Dome Charge in Kodarma. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge sought vote in favour of INDIA bloc candidates at Mandu in Hazaribagh. Senior JMM leader Hemant Soren also addressed a series of meetings across the state. In Maharashtra, leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha and the Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will be campaigning in Nagpur and Mumbai today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to address a series of rallies between 8th to 14th of November in the state. Niti Aayog will launch a 15-day Jal Utsav from today to create awareness and sensitivity towards water management, conservation and sustainability. The campaign follows the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who mooted the idea of Jal Utsav on the lines of Nadi Utsav during the 3rd Chief Secretary's Conference held in December last year. In a major boost to country's self-reliance initiative, the Indian Army has inducted 550 ASMI machine pistols into its Northern Command. The weapon has been deployed by Colonel Prasad Bansor of the Indian Army in partnership with the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and is being manufactured by an Indian company in Hyderabad. The ASMI machine pistol is specifically designed for close-quarter combat and specialised operations. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist has been killed in the ongoing joint operation in Ketsan area of Bandipora. Army's Chinar Corps spokesperson confirmed this. Security forces had launched the joint operation by Army, JNK Police and CRPF in the forest area of North Kashmir's Bandipora district last night. Another encounter between terrorists and security forces has been reported from Lolab area, North Kashmir's Kupwara district. Security sources said after receiving specific input about presence of terrorists in the forest area of Diver Andarbhug in Lolab area, a joint team of Army and JNK police laid a siege around the suspected site late last evening. Former US President Donald Trump holds an early lead in the 2024 US presidential race with 230 electoral votes, while Vice President Kamala Harris has 210, according to projections by an American news agency. These projections reflect expected outcomes in traditionally partisan states and exclude the key battlegrounds. Trump's wins include North Carolina, Kentucky, Indiana, and Florida, among other reliably Republican states, while Harris has secured Vermont, New Mexico, Massachusetts, and New York. To clinch victory, a candidate needs 270 of the 538 electoral votes. Popular folk singer Sharda Sinha passed away in New Delhi last night. She was 72. She breathed her last at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in the national capital. Known for her Bhojpuri and Maithili folk songs, Sharda Sinha was honoured with the Padma Shri, Padma Bhushan and Sangeet Natak Academy Awards. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have expressed grief over the demise of legendary folk singer. In Bihar, elaborate security arrangements have been made in view of the mega festival of Chhath Puja across the state. On the second day of the festival today, the ritual of Kharna will be performed. After offering prayers to the sun god and a mother, Chhati Maya, devotees will consume kheer and roti as a prasad. After the Kharna, a 36-hour-long fast will begin in which devotees abstain from eating and drinking. Renowned Marathi Hindi film actress Suhasini, also known as Suhas Joshi, has been honoured with the prestigious Vishnudas Bhave Gaurav Padak by the Akhil Bharatiya Natya Vidyamandir Samiti in Sangli, Maharashtra yesterday. This award was given by Dr. Jabbar Patel, President of All India Marathi Natya Sammelan. In boxing, Indian pugilist Mandeep Jangra clinched the World Boxing Federation's Super Featherweight World title in the Cayman Islands. And that is the end of this news bulletin.